All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
After being shut out in Game 1 of the series, the Yankees' fifth shutout of the season, they were back at it on Tuesday night looking for revenge. Nestor Cortez on the mound, trying to continue his hot start to the season. My recap, your reactions, coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium. New York City.
Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Another tough night for the Yankees. It was never going to be easy. This Orioles team is really, really good. They are legit contenders to win the World Series. And, you know, they tanked for a long time to get all this young talent, but it's all blossoming at the right time. They've got new ownership coming in. They're going to re-sign a lot of these young guys. And this is just the beginning. So get used to it, because this team is going to be a pain for a long time. Eddie Ferraro says, can't lead the league in grounded to double plays and expect rallies. Ton of double plays from the Yankees this year. And Michael Laverty says, can't win if you don't score. Vincent Rydone, like an idiot, is calling Judge a full-blown choke artist. Come on. Come on. Unbelievable. No loyalty among these fans these days. No loyalty. Did he have a bad night? Yes, and we'll talk about that. But we can do it without ad hominem attacks, calling him a choke artist. Come on, grow up. So, I get you on a vent. I get it. But he's our captain. Let's show some respect. Yankees going to have to figure out a way to win with what they have, because they were outclassed athletically these last two games by the Orioles. You know, the Yankees are going to have to find established players. They're going to have to flex their financial muscles, because they're not going to tank like the Orioles tanked. They're going to have to develop players and win the way they can. And right now, the Orioles are just clearly a much more athletic, much better baseball team as a whole. But, you know, make no mistake, they did have to tank for the better half of a decade to get here, because, you know, they have a bunch of early draft picks that have developed. They've established themselves through, you know, the minor leagues, and they've got some more guys on the way. You know, Jackson Holliday had to be sent back down to AAA, but he'll be back soon, I'm sure. Let's watch the highlights, the lowlights. Retro Tony says Hicks is available. Yeah, he got DFA'd by the Angels today after pitching the other night. Nestor Cortez was dealing early. It was vintage Nestor with the sidearm fastball, getting the called strike three. A little lit low, I thought. Gets Mountcastle with the cutter. Got off to a good start, but it didn't last. You know, ugly baseball here from the Yankees. There's a pop-up down the right field line. What the hell is Rizzo doing all the way out there? That's Juan Soto's ball, and why didn't Juan Soto call him off? Gleyber Torres making a Gleyber Torres play. What are you doing throwing to third there? You don't have an angle. And then why throw it home? Guy's already in. Austin Wells did get off the schneid a little bit today. Hit a home run. He was psyched about it. Showing some emotion. Beautiful swing. Up and in fastball. He gets the hands in. And you could tell that he was feeling good about it. Distance. 414 feet. Nestor with the fastball in the third. 94 in the corner. Gets a strikeout. 93 gets another strikeout. But that wouldn't last. Bottom four, McCann with a double over Aaron Judge. This was after a double from former Yankee Jorge Mateo. Gleyber Torres getting to it. Nice diving stop to keep it in the infield, but a run scores. It's another bloop to right field. Soto going for it. Can't get there on a hop. And then Juan Soto, 93-mile-an-hour fastball on a 3-2 pitch, and he barreled it up, baby. On to Utah Street, 447 feet. He knew it. Stares down the pitcher. Beautiful. Gorgeous swing. Unfortunately, nobody on base. So a solo shot. Eighth home run of the year. But we watched this one. This one left the yard by a long way. 112.6 off the bat, 109 feet high at its apex. But that was it. Orioles win 4-2. So Davey Streb says, can't win with a passive front office, need to spend more. They're already spending $300 million. I mean, I don't know how much more you expect them to spend. And Vegas Yank says, O's have better hitters 1-9. And I think that, you know, with the exception of maybe Juan Soto and Aaron Judge when he's on, you might be right. I mean, we got outclassed tonight. You know, they just made guys look old. They made Rizzo look old. They made Stanton look old. Stanton had some of the worst swings I've ever seen in my life. In my life. But let's get to the blow-by-blow.
All right, let's go. Let's get it going.
Break down a few things. So in the first inning, Soto walked to set things up for Judge. And that's how you want things to unfold in the first inning. You want Soto to have a patient at bat, draw the walk, get on for Judge, and then you want Judge to put one in the seats. But instead, he bounced into his 10th double play of the season. That's the most in Major League Baseball. Bryce Harper is second with 7. And, you know, that's the thing. You want Soto on base in front of him, but it seems like every time he walks, he hits into a double play. Judge hits into a double play. So that's just, it's not ideal. We need Judge to get it going. Need to get it going. And, you know, the Gleyber Torres thing, where he tried to nail the runner at third, no angle on the throw, just another stupid play.
He must be the stupidest son of a bitch alive.
Just brain dead play from Gleyber Torres. Thankfully, Yankees did answer back. You see the home run from Austin Wells. Let's get a little bigger look at it. Mustache. He's coming around. He's been one of the most unlucky hitters in the league. 93 up and in, four-seamer. He had 2 hits tonight. He's up to 196, so almost off the interstate. But he's hit the ball a lot better than his numbers indicate. He's going to start hitting it out of the ballpark. I said to my buddy today, I said, he needs to start hitting them where they ain't. And his buddy, my buddy said, yeah, they're not in the upper deck, so he needs to hit them there. So, anyway. Also, nice to avoid the shutout, at least. The Orioles had a big fourth inning. Doubles by Mateo and McCann. A couple of infield hits. And that's what strikes me about the Orioles, how fast they are. You know, they beat out infield hits. They just hustle. They play so hard. They look so, you know, youthful and full of energy. And the Yankees slumbering around. I mean, Stanton couldn't move that fast if he was in a car. Anyway, top six, Juan Soto did some damage. Three-two pitch. Meatball. And it landed on Utah Street. And if you've ever been to Baltimore, they have these little concrete tiles on Utah Street with the names of players who've hit home runs that have gone completely out of the stadium and landed on that street. And Juan Soto's will read 447 feet, which is the second longest home run ever to land on Utah Street, behind one that was hit last year, 460. I think they said it was Gunnar Henderson, but I could be wrong on that. Anyway. Judge followed up with a walk, but Giancarlo Stanton banged into an inning-ending double play.
Son of a bitch!
Double plays all day today. That was the third double play that they bounced into on the day, and they're leading the major leagues in double plays. Let's talk a little bit about Nestor Cortez. He was done after 6 innings, so at least he gave the Yankees 18 outs, but also 8 hits allowed, 4 runs allowed, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. I call that the old Kenny Rogers special. Fans who remember the 90s will remember Kenny Rogers would always have that one brutal inning, and that's what happened to Nestor Cortez tonight. But so far, 7 starts for Nestor in the books. Remember, he was the opening day starter, so this is the 7th time now through the rotation. He's got a 3.86 ERA, which is not terrible. 42 innings pitched, really good strikeout-to-walk ratio of 37-7, and the whip is solid at 1.10. But once again tonight, Just too many bad pitches out over the plate. And unfortunately, he takes the L. I feel like he hasn't been getting a ton of help from the offense, but he's kind of leaving too many pitches out to get hammered. And those doubles today were a prime example. Tough day at the office.
It stinks.
Jairus McClure says, we don't look right without Verdugo. I firmly believe the Yankees would have won last night with Verdugo because he always seems to get that big hit. But tonight, the team looked flat. I don't think they had any chance no matter who was in there tonight. The energy was wrong. Another brutal night for Aaron Judge. Look, we can call a spade a spade. We can say that he's been brutal. But let's not attack him and say he's a choke artist and a bum. Let's be better fans than that. Come on. The guy's done a lot for us. He's our captain. Let's not be disgusting. It's disgusting when I see people just attacking Aaron Judge, calling him a choke artist or saying, he doesn't want to play hard anymore because he got paid. Oh, shut up. Shut up. You don't know what's in his mind. You don't know how the toe is feeling. I could buy that maybe he's injured and maybe he's trying to play through something, but to suggest that he's mailing it in or that he suddenly can't hit with pressure. I mean, how many walk-off home runs did he hit the year that he hit 62? He hit, I think, 3 or 4 walk-off home runs. I mean, the guy is hitting under pressure. Just had a bad month, though. He hit 207 this month. 207, including March, the last few days of March. 754 OPS. Did have 6 home runs. So he's got it. Tomorrow's May, though. You got to turn it around, AJ.
I'm the guy who does his job. You must be the other guy.
Jersey Joe said, Torres' throw to third base was ridiculous. Just dumbfounding the decisions that he makes sometimes. Dumbfounding. Stanton in the ninth with one of the worst strikeouts I've seen from him, and that's saying something. Missed a slider from Webb by about 1.5 feet. He couldn't hit that with, one of those sheet, plywood sheets that you get from Lowe's. It was 1 foot outside. He bailed. He's swinging from his heels and trying to pull it. And meanwhile, the ball's on the other side of the parking lot. Unbelievable. Yankees lose 2 in a row to the Orioles.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Davey Strab says, last. Always watch for the Judgian blast right around the corner. And William Tanley says, I love Judge. He'll be fine. He will be fine. And even if he's not fine, we should still respect him because he's our captain. We can call out his bad play, but let's show the man some respect. The living room rule. If he would kick you out of the living room for saying it, out of his living room, you shouldn't say it. He's our captain. Show the man some respect. Retro says, Judge needs to go back to right. Maybe playing in right field will make him more comfortable. I'd be interested to see right now, let's just say, hypothetical, that Jason Dominguez was ready to come back at the same time that Alex Verdugo is ready to come back from paternity leave. I know it's not actually going to happen, but let's just say hypothetically that it did happen. Who's the odd man out? I don't think it's Dominguez. I think it's Stanton. Tell me in the comments. Who would you rather have up right now against a good young pitcher, Giancarlo Stanton or Jason Dominguez? To me, it's Dominguez. Not only the switch hitting aspect, but just a better hitter overall from what I saw. Younger, faster. I get Stanton's run into a few home runs, but he's hitting 232, and he's still striking out a ridiculous amount. Let's go ahead and take a look at Giancarlo Stanton's numbers this year. He has now had 99 at-bats. That is not a small sample size, so we're getting a feel for who he is as a hitter. 232, 6 home runs, 16 RBIs. Now, you might say, Derek, how come you're so hard on Stanton, who's hitting 232, and not on Judge, who's hitting 207? Well, because Stanton has sucked for like 4 years. He's stunk since the All-Star break of 2022. At least Judge, Judge was on a 60 home run pace both before and after the toe injury last year. He had 2 3 home run games last year. Has he fallen off a cliff so far in April? Absolutely. But I have full faith that he's going to come around. Stanton, I'm not so sure. I think he's going to run into some home runs. But I think the minute Dominguez comes back, he's going to have a sudden case of pulled calfitis. That's what I suspect. Anyway. Most people in the chat say they would rather have the Martian in that situation. And I agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
I wholeheartedly agree.
DeCat says, no more Stanton. He can't run or play the field. And tonight's not even on Stanton. Yeah, he had some bad at-bats. What the hell's he doing in the cleanup spot? Will he run into the occasional dramatic grand slam? Absolutely. Will he occasionally hit a 470-foot home run and make everybody in the ballpark go, wow? Yes, he probably will. But been a long time since he's been a good hitter, if ever. When he first got to the Yankees, he was solid. He carried the Yankees when Judge was out in 2018. And then, he was an all-star a couple times. Had a good year in 21. But age is undefeated. Rizzo, he was red hot in Milwaukee against the trash pitchers. But when you put him in against good pitchers, he's not doing much. Torres hitting 220 with a 549 OPS. And he can't play the field. And he makes bonehead mistakes far too often, whether it's on the bases, whether it's in the field. I didn't mean to turn this into a rant, but it's becoming one. Jairus McClure wants to move Wells to the cleanup spot for now. Interesting. I understand maybe playing the hot hand. I get that. But to me, he needs a get going a little bit more first. I mean, he's had a couple of decent games. Honestly, I liked Verdugo in the four spot, but, the kid couldn't wait. The kid had to be born while the Yankees were playing the Orioles. Couldn't have waited until we played the White Sox or the Tigers. Unbelievable. Insert clever name says, well, we went from this team's going to make the World Series to, well, at least we didn't get shut out.
You're a smart motherfucker. That's right.
Retro Tony says, Gleyber Torres looks defeated. He really does. I mean, and it's weird because he makes these plays where he throws to try and get runners in situations where you wouldn't normally expect it. And then you realize it's like, oh, yeah, that's why they don't do that, because you don't have an angle. That's about the second or third time I've seen him do that this year. And he's done that many, many times where he throws, to third when he's moving in that direction, when you got an easy out at first. Outs are precious. Take the out. Don't rewrite 150 years of, baseball with your imagination. You're just not a smart baseball player. Just play the game the right way. Canna says, Gleyber playing himself out of New York. And then L Chad RD says, Derek, would you beat Stanton at running? That's a good question. I don't know. There's not many people I could beat in running. I'm one of the slowest people that's ever walked planet Earth. I'm painfully slow, but I've got a bad hip. I dislocated my hip when I was 15, 16 years old. It messed up the way I walked forever. I felt it like it was just loose. It just, for years. And I still can't run. So yeah, I doubt it, but I don't know. There's dead people that could beat Giancarlo Stanton in a race.
You're a funny guy.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Ethan Ahern says, my only fear is that all this BS is pushing Soto away in free agency. Well, we got a long time to get that figured out. We got a long time. Let's get a few more comments and wrap it up.
I got to get out of here.
gotta go, you gotta go.
John Daniel Munoz says Judge still has a giant hole in his swing on breaking balls rolling away. He needs to stop swinging at him.
Game over, man. Game over.
Jason Thomas in the Lions Den says we 100% should have traded Torres last year. They almost traded Torres for Verdugo last year. I don't know. Torres was one of our most valuable players last year, and Verdugo didn't have a good year. But seeing what Verdugo brings versus what Torres has been bringing, you know, right now, I think that would be an even trade. But hopefully Gleyber will get it going. Anyway, Gito Suguru says it's horrifying watching him run. I agree. It's tough. It's like watching a 1,000 train wreck pile up. It's tough. Jason Thomas says, I really thought he was going to have a career year in his contract season. I did too. I really thought that, you know, from watching him hit this winter, he started the YouTube channel. He looked like he was in great shape. He was feeling confident, and then great spring. But once the calendar clicked over, you know, pitchers just have had their way with him. So anyway, all right, guys, going to wrap it up. I will see you tomorrow. Thanks for watching. Please like and subscribe. Call into the voicemail, 718-899-1068. We'll do a voicemail show tomorrow morning. We've been using Sopranos clips and stuff like that. We got some other stuff lined up. Hope you guys enjoyed the new look to the show tonight. I've been trying to make it more and more 4K. At the end of last year, we had our first 4K telecast. It was like the second to last game of the season, maybe. And then I kept the 4K design that we used all winter, but I felt like it was getting a little bit cluttered with all the stats and stuff that we needed, so I wanted to make it a little bit more clean. So tonight, actually last night when I switched out the camera, I was like, I might as well just stay up late and work on this. So put in some work on it last night, and now I feel like we're good to go. Everything should be looking good on your 4K TVs and on your Apple Vision Pros and all that good stuff and iPads. So Corbin Burns pitching tomorrow, and that's not going to be fun. Yankees probably going to lose that one. I mean, let's just be honest. But I'll be here after the game to talk it over. I'll see you next time.